hard so you don't fall over. And you're starting to get have soft knees and getting anchored there. Yeah, and just if you can turn in your space, refresh that spinal fluid thing. Follow the body, let the head follow the body. And really look behind you. And if you're just getting to 7 o'clock and 5 o'clock, you can keep working on it. I'm a witness to the fact that continued practice does work. Okay, so let's take a nice low breath, which is just a release. I like these gestures because it just lets, when you physicalize something, it just makes it easier for your body to do. Sometimes this is working too much. Okay, let's take that breath again by releasing. I invite you to just lift up one arm and loosen up the muscles between those ribs from your armpit down to your waist. Breathing into it, really actually touching it, and saying, okay, yes, I'm going to loosen up this and that and this and that all along. And breathing into those spaces. Uh-huh, very well. And switching, starting up high at the armpit and going down, and then you breathe into this and that. Let's have that elbow be somewhere close to your ear. And again, if you can't get it there, practice does work. All right, wonderful and lovely. Okay, so now as you lower the arm, let's keep this lifted. We're going to keep the clavicle lifted so we have lots of space above our diaphragm that we're not sinking back down onto our power. And with all the driving and sitting that we do, this is a big tendency. So we want to loosen up the tension in those muscles from the armpit down to the waist and retain the space that we gained from stretching that. All right, so I want to start with a little bit of a siren, but a short one. Susan, can you give us B-flat major? So let's have our fingertips right below the sternum. And so I just want you to laugh and feel the little button there. So somewhere near your index or middle finger you feel. So it's really below the sternum, lower, slightly lower. Yes. And so that's where the power for our sound is going to come from. And we're going to go key, key, key. And when you do the key, 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 you need to feel that little button moving. Here we go. Try it.
Key, 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 key.
So were you able to feel your fingers moving as you did this?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, then your fingers aren't low enough. Keep going down. All right, once again.
Move up a half step to
key, key, key.
And then when you sustain and do the portamento, it becomes, let me choose the right word here, it becomes more supported, more solid. So you feel the bounce, and then it's supported. And that is, in fact, your support. And let's take that breath.
King, king, king. King, king, king.
Down and and this is where we're really singing from. This is where our power center is. And so you should always be singing with that connection to the central core of your sound. So on this pitch where we just wore, section leaders, do I see you? Is Rena here? Okay. Virginia, did you get the email that I sent yesterday? Do you have any adjustments that you need to make to your... Yes? Hey, everybody's got the adjustments? And do you need to make any announcement or change?
Yes, I did some, but I can do it all now.
Go ahead. Later then,
yeah.
If it's not for the foray.
Yeah, thanks.
Very well. So, this soprano sense that we're... But not a breathy one. We're connected to the breath from the very beginning and all the way up. Okay, here we go. Okay, so very forward and connected, not breathy at all. And so the breath happens at least one full breath before you begin to sing and is connected as an event. This will be for everybody. Connected as an event to the exhalation on the pitch. Here we are again. So, gentlemen. And breathe. So You have to make your technical adjustments, and all the consonant sounds have to get in there before, so each note starts at the time it's supposed to. So, sanctus. So the k has to happen earlier, so that ooh, the vowel sounds happen on the beat. And tempos. You could probably figure that out. I think the music should feel organic. So I'm never going to prepare you in a way that you can look away and just like go on whatever it was we did last week and what the tempo was. It'll always require that we be connected, that you be watching, that I'm listening to what you're producing, and that we're working together to create a tempo that works. We will be singing in different sorts of halls throughout the season, and that'll require different sorts of tempi. So we just want to be flexible and prepared for that. So that's enough to say about that. So, yes.
Major 20, excuse me, is it not missing for the sopranos? Major 20,
yes.
A dotted quarter?
Go ahead.
So just make sure we all make that correction. Major 20, is it dot missing?
The measure, can you stand?
I'm sorry. 2 after B, there's a dot missing on the quarter for the soprano.
Do, mi, do. Oh, that might have accounted for the tempo problem.
You're right.
Look at that.
All right, so can we all stand? And altos, don't stand for me. Not necessary.
Well.
Okay. Just checking for what 60 is. I had a feeling, but... So I would like to do the Agnus Dei, please. 9. And do you have any changes, additions that need to be made for that? No? Excellent. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
like you to write in an E-H on pay, because I'm hearing pay. You don't want to corrupt the vowel and close it down too much. How many altos are singing in this group? Okay, great. And can I get you to have a more centered tone, ladies? I want to feel your presence there. On you, not breathy at all. Here we go. How about two bars? That entry, the breath. Okay, here we go. Once again, safe spot. Okay, very well. From the beginning, so you get a feel for how long it takes. Sorry. On the D sharp. This is one bar before B. And this is right on, right the measure that you sing, and one.
Oh.
You can't come in. He really can't. Okay.
He can, but he may not.
Tenors, can you give us that lovely thing at the bottom of 43? Sempiternam. Eternal. And I really want you to think of what this means. Don't just sing Latin syllables. Really convey the meaning of it. Eternal peace, and whatever that means to you, as long as it's good. Here we go. And together. Okay? So let's go from, so we need to get that from the tenors. Bottom of 43 once again. And really breathing in. The L has to precede. The vowel has to come on the beat. So you have to do all this technical stuff before. You have to breathe in and hearing the pitch. You have to sing the and then open to the vowel on the beat. And all that other stuff has to happen earlier. Okay? Here we go. Forever. Listening to each other for the tempo, okay? So we're going to go from the loops and make sure that the is on pitch. And the quarter notes, you need to listen to each other, okay? Here we go, and so I'm hearing icy lips that are like this, but this is completely round. Here we go, once again, breathing in. So one more thing. Your lips have to go out. Okay, the in like this. It's all about the fish lips. In addition to which, you get the benefit of extending your vocal tract, which makes it sound prettier. Here we go. Okay, so that's not the right pitch. One more time. altos, tenors, and basses, bottom of 47, please. Therefore, the third's not big enough. Okay? And. Yes. All right. Can I have everybody there? Bottom of 47. Everybody. And. To the bottom of 43, please. Peace forever. The vibrato take over. It's a beam of light. Okay? We haven't gotten down to the quantum level where we're seeing the vibration. No. It's just straight. Here we go.
Thank you.
seat, please. Let's start number two. So we'll go from the beginning, altos. Again, it's syncopated but legato. Okay? System. Sound beautiful. Let's keep going with that. This is the third system once again. And entrance to that moment of De Penis is a cappella. So however you sound, that's how it's going to sound. There's no support. So with that in mind, let's go back and do our most beautiful, nuanced, and phrased singing. All right. This is the third system, please. We won't go all the way back.
Thank you.
All right. Ooh, that was some nice singing. Can we go to the Et de Profundo? And three. So you didn't do it the last time, but this time you kind of de po. Don't corrupt the et sound. And three.
Et de profundo.
This is the bottom of 15, please. The pickup into the second bar. And hold the F sharp for us, please. And three. There's your interest. This is second bar. One and two. This is the bottom of 15. Second line down is the tenors, right? Okay, once again, same thing, altos. And three.
Just hold it.
And two. But that's where you're getting, thank you. You're getting your note from the altos. So starting right there, tenors, Yesu. One and two. Good. So not stay. Okay. Yeah, that first bar there at the top of 16 was really pretty. Let's get the last two of 15. Okay. One and two. Very nice. Can we get the word accent on Jesu Christe, even though it's not the right accent in the musical accent? I know it's French Latin. Let's go with the basses and tenors together. All men. That second bar at the bottom of 15. And they have your first note as well. And one. And so can I do that entry one more time? So tenors, you have it in your ear. And one. Basses, one, just the only thing is on the page turn, the Gloria is kind of going, closing down to A. Just make sure you keep that vowel open. Can I have everybody then, please, at the pickup to letter C? This is the pickup to C. Two, three. So that's almost always a surprise. ties, right? So make a strike mark that says this is B1 and ought is on B2. Okay? So let's go to the top of page 20. Top of 20. And the same rigor in the rhythmicity of the piece, the syncopation, but still legato. So ba 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 ba. Not rushing it, not delaying it, just knowing exactly where that rhythm lies. So we're it's not universal, but there's a little bit in the tenors and altos. Let's get away from that. Keep it in the front of your mouth instead of and. So tenors, you have to be ready for that. You can't take a quick breath, listen to them, and get in at the right pitch. You've got to know where it is, breathe it in, and be ready before they even sing. Okay, so tenors, where's your note? Expand it. It's tight right now. Yeah, so on beat two and three, you need to be thinking about expanding here and breathing out that lovely tone. Here we go. And impossible to sing it if you're not taking a nice slow breath. Okay, I have a feeling that in the measure before K, the measure of K and the measure following, that you may not have it marked where beat three is. It's just a, you know, that slight hesitation. Let's go two beats before K. This is the bottom of 23 tenors. There was kind of a power moment there when you went up. And so we don't want to do that. This is a lullaby. Okay. And which alto, are there altos who are singing that line at that moment?
Not there.
It wasn't on our list. You want us to?
Would a couple of you?
Starting where?
This is bottom of 23. Unless you want, yeah, actually, why don't you go ahead and sing the last two beats at the top? Okay? So can I hear altos, please? Page 23, first bar, altos and tenors. 23, first bar, third beat. There you go. And. So where's the fifth tenors? Do you have an assignment?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a note that all first are singing the first step and the second soprano is singing with the altos.
Very well. From which moment?
From measure 91 through the end. First sopranos will sing in the first line.
Okay.
Second sopranos join the altos at from 91 through 95.
Thank you
second
for the question. So this is the same spot, 23. First bar, page 23, first bar, third beat. Just the tenors and the altos again. Here we go. And. So right now, tenors, it doesn't feel like a beautiful line I'm singing to the child I'm rocking to sleep. It feels like syllables. And I want it to sound like a solo line.
Perfect, Charmy.
And.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so can I have everybody, yeah, everybody 2 beats before rehearsal K, and we'll end this. So it sounds, it was worse for kind of rap music, but not for this. Okay, so that was Neka. And this, again, for everyone, is a support issue. Soft is not without support. Soft means more support. Okay? All right, have a seat. Can you take out your Galindo, please? And we'll do a talk through before the break. So I wanted to tell you that all the little teeny notes you see in the 2 bars before you sing were just put in there on Saturday. Existed on Saturday morning. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So we really wouldn't have been able to use it, and Susan wouldn't have been able to help us, and we would have been in a world of trouble. But now we have this. So what I would like to do, and this is why I like to work with composers, and I should start by saying that composers are not taught to write for the voice. They're taught to write for clarinets, and then they're taught to write for 2 clarinets, and then they're taught to write for 2 clarinets and a flute, and then, you know, they start adding instruments and extending the range, but they are not taught to write for the voice. And no one has an appreciation for what singers have to do until they become a singer. And I have a witness in here for that. So I'd like to work with composers because it's really, really important for the continuation of our form that they learn how to write for the voice. Okay? Enough said about that. He has written some stuff in ranges that don't quite work. In, you know, sort of standard SATB writing. So you'll need your pencil, and I'm going to ask you to write in a bunch of stuff, and then we'll go over it and actually try to sing some notes after the break. All right, so starting at the very beginning, this bit is for solo baritone, so this is not us. So if you write solo in there, that'll make you, next time you look at it, you'll not freak out baritone. All right, so now, turning to the second page, we have these lovely cues, and then we have stride, glide, collide, and then speakers saying fall down. Now, I'm going to tell you first about the part assignments for, how the voices are split up, and then I'll assign the speakers. Okay. In measure 29, at the top, soprano 1. Second line, soprano 2s and alto 1s. third line down, which is written in the bass clef, is alto twos and tenors. Bottom line, all basses. Okay? Ignore the word separation for single syllable words. It's not study day. As much as we may want it to be. No. All right. So, now, and this thing, the last bar there really is a low C, so that's just bass twos. This is the only piece that's actually written for you, not by a Russian. Okay, so here are the speakers. Now, he's asked for them it to be 60% singers, 40% speakers, but I don't think that's going to really work, so let's try this, and then he'll come in a couple weeks, and we'll see. I'm just going to call out the names of the people that I would like to be on the speaking part. Carol Hudson, Erica Peck, Jaquita Harrison, Sandra Iskol, Kathleen Madigan, Mayota Cephas, Lynn Wold, Jan Diederich, Mary Wilson, Jane Rosenblum, Sophie Chang, Carol Krotlian, Virginia Madigian, Lynn Sewer, A.B. Jefferson, Margaret Hamilton, Mary Oram, Griffin Dix, Jerry Reynolds, Bob Currier, Arnold Ployan, Charlie Crane, and Tim Tarbell. And if later, section leaders, if I've assigned somebody who's not here, tell me a little bit later, and I'll fix it. And then I'll email this thing to you. Okay, so when you look at measures like measure 32 and 33, and it says spoken up there, and the words for it are mixed up with the notes that are below it, that's your part. Fall down, and it's loud. And so I'm trusting that you all are very strong, strong speakers. Now, it's in different ranges, so sopranos should be speaking higher in your range, and altos where you are, and men higher in your range. Okay? All right, going on. The same part split in measure 52 as there was before, and then speakers. Slightly different rhythm speakers. Okay, all right. For myself, I just wrote in on page 4 that the glide where the women split. Is half note equals 60. Well, it says it at the very beginning of the piece, but I think we're still half note equals 60 there. Just so that you know it, it's still in tune. And then, okay, so measure 77, here page 4, four-part women's split. And then the last bar is a three-part women's split. So four-part meaning S1, S2, A1, A2, and then three-part. On the three-part split, and that's that. For that bit.
Tempo stays the same with half note being the beat at the 6-4?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, it's in 3-2 at that point. Mm-hmm. Yes. The speakers are singing, but not right here. Not in this movement. Not in this movement.
Okay, so when there's no spoken word.
You'll get that, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then there is a solo mezzo on page 6. Magically, he's written solos. So we'll have to have some, you know, yeah. Then measure 54 is unison, all women, And then measure 57 is all sopranos. But all sopranos who are not speakers.
Wait.
They know what that means.
She said all groups.
54 says unison sotti.
Oh.
All right, so then the speakers come back in and measure 65. And then, men, you sing measure, well, he's got two measuring systems because he's got a part that adds, anyway. It says pace 7, last two bars is men on the bottom, three-part women split. Everybody got that? Okay. Speaker's still speaking, and that continues through the end. Well, it becomes a four-part women split on the last note. Okay, going on, page 9, it's just SATB.
Sleaze alert.
What?
Where there are four parts. Now, in measure 53, which is after the four-bar thing, four-bar rest, that will become, this is flexible, so don't get married to it, but that's supposed to be a trio. It's actually supposed to be a single solo, but I think we're going to have it be a trio of singers. Then, on page 10, chorus, make sure everybody else that you have circled the fact that you whisper the words, pick up to 65 through 69. Where it says, chorus whispers these words, and whispers. Okay? Yes. Okay.
On a pitch.
So not really on a pitch or on
whispered.
Just
page 11, three-part women. Yes.
Do the speakers join the singers for this?
For this movement?
Part?
Yes. So starting new piece, page 9. It's SATB. Sorry, I said that, but I guess I wasn't clear enough.
When it's three-part women, is it all the altos on the bottom, or are the A1s up in the middle?
A1s are in the middle. Or at least whichever ones of you have been assigned to the middle. Otherwise, it's middle heavy, right?
Right.
So.
So you'll go all the way here to 64, and then the entire chorus whispers? By the end of the
this trio continues through the whispering.
Okay, but we're not joining them until we start whispering.
Till that moment. Correct.
Oh, yeah.
I love the walkthrough. Okay, all right, so now we're on page 12. Women at the top. In measure, what is that? 7. Sopranos and alto. Then there's a solo. And more solo. And it's all a solo. Okay, then we're on page 15. This is, if you look in on page 15 in the third measure, you'll see four parts. The bottom part is tenor, and then three-part women. Okay?
Page 15, you say three-part women. I made mention the alto ones are in the middle, all sopranos at the top here, and alto ones in the middle.
No, second sopranos would go down.
Okay.
Some of them, anyway.
Okay.
The ones that you assigned.
Five middle low.
Okay, so collide! Yeah. He likes glissandi. So measure page 16, three-part women. Dynamic variation there. Bus driver continues solo. Turning the turning to page 17, he wants male and female voices. So tenors and alto twos will, in measure 10, sing the bottom two notes. So tenors sing the D natural, alto two sing E flat, alto one and some S2 sing the F natural, or, you know, do you want to leave it all just S2s?
I think better.
Very well. So alto ones on the F natural, soprano twos on the G flat.
Oh.
Where?
The unison in measure 9.
That's where we are.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that'll be everybody.
That'll be everybody.
Well, all of those people.
This is good.
Now, tenors and alto twos, you don't have to sing "They Steered the Bus" if it's at, because that's supposed to be at pitch. If you've got that nice high falsetto and you can do it and then sing steer in time, I'm okay with that. Otherwise, just sing as your tenth.
What a continuity here.
Okay, going on.
What?
Bus driver. Then they have a trio. Bus driver, storekeeper, manicurist.
She does his nails, does he? Yeah, I noticed.
Page 28. Men on the bottom. This is in the new measure 7, three-part women split. And then it goes to SATB in the last measure there. Page 28, men on the bottom, three-part women split in measure 7. In measure 8, it's SATB. And then turning the page, that measure 10 is three-part women and then men on the bottom. With our speakers back in, so speakers are not... From measure, this is a new section, from measure 28 on, speakers are back on your parts. From page 28, yes, sorry. From page 28, the speakers are back in, so not singing. Because you see on page 29, you've got that fall down, get up, and then on the subsequent page, you have something.
29 is a get up.
Page.
What did you say about the split for us on
29? It's three-part women with the men on the bass clef. Okay. Now. Okay, so let's go to page 31.
All right.
Children.
So, this is male voices at measure 26. And so it's the speakers. And yes, and he wants Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala,
Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I have, can we add to these speakers? Now, the existing speakers remain, and I would like to add to that all bass twos and tenors, and leaving the baritones to sing the measure 28 stuff and going on. Okay? Mexico, Salvador, Guatemala, Puerto Rico. And when I ask him to do it, he doesn't want me to do it. So I don't really know how that goes.
I know, exactly.
This is my huge objection to phenology. All right. No. We'll get him. He'll come do it, and then you'll hear it. Just know how to pronounce the words really fast, and then we'll fit it into whatever it is. Because it's in 2-2 at this point, right?
Do you want to do Cuba?
Cuba, yes.
Come later.
Yes. Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, y Cuba. Cuba. Bolivia, Peru. Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, y Cuba. Okay? All right. Page 28?
Measure 28.
Measure 28, yeah. So it's just, you know, treble, bass, the baritones are on the low note, women split the top. Mm-hmm. Same thing on all these next few pages. Now, page 35, we let all that stuff go. Then, 35, it's men and women. Now, what that is in 53 is sopranos. You probably want to split the firsts into two parts and then get the seconds in starting on the downbeat of 53. Seconds splitting with altos starting in measure 53. You see what I mean?
Yes. So sopranos in measure 52, soprano ones on the G.
And it be E flat.
For SS. S2 not on the E flat, right?
No. Why don't we split the soprano ones on the held E flat G, and then have S2 split with altos the remaining line in 53. Because it starts on an F. So soprano twos would sing, "We have shared the streets before." And it probably should be these. I missed that one. Sorry.
Oh, and so the held note is for the soprano one.
Correct.
Okay.
The two held notes.
Yep.
Yeah.
These streets. All right. So then, life gets a little complicated, gentlemen, on the page turn, because there's two bass lines on the bottom now. So, this means, let us do measure 54 is tenors and baritones. Okay? And then, on the page turn, let that be the basses. Because tenors and baritones sustain through. Now the higher line is basses. Okay? And I'm just strictly doing that based on range. Okay? Now, turning the page to 37, going back to the speakers. And let's just do this. The speakers, the original speakers remain, and then the bottom two lines are men. Tenors and baritones to assist that go up, and then these two stay down. You end on a unison. Last page, this is page 37. Bottom two lines are men. And so it's unison in 61, so it's a moot point. But in measure 62, you split the D flat, so the high voices go up, low voices go down, and it ends on a unison C. Okay, just so we can have a good break, let me just finish the rest of this. 38, solo, solo. And so turn your pages with me. Measure page 40. Male and female voices on those pitches. Those of you who can sing it either false or very lightly, gentlemen, take it. First sopranos, you can lay out if you'd like.
This is in measure 54.
Well, 59 or 7 or something like that. 58.
I missed that because I didn't know where it was.
That's page 40.
Are we doing text?
Clarify quickly, measure 54 on page 40.
Yes.
Who's singing the top line and who's singing the split in the middle? 54. Is it still solo where it says yours and male voices?
That's measure 58 after the 5.
You know, I have to ask that question because he has it, as it ties over, it says solo. So that's a question I have out. You see where it ties over the page and it says solo? So I'm not sure about that.
What syllable
are
we on?
No, ah. I couldn't help myself. But gentlemen, know that you may be singing in 58. The da. You see where that says unison male voices? But I just don't know yet. And the whole, yeah, it's supposed to have a certain Asian flavor to it. That's what the jagged lines mean in the solo. And the soloist, the soloist is Trent Morant. He did this before as part of the preview of the piece in the Words and Music Project, so he knows it and has done it before. Mm-hmm. Yes.
In measure 68, it looks like the notes are tied over from
something,
but I can't
that.
Tell from what.
It's previous
incarnation.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So 68 is women. Everybody, all the women, measure 68, the solo continues, and then pick up to page 43. If that bottom voice is tenors, the G flat, moving to A flat, moving to B flat, moving to A flat, moving to G flat, can be the tenors and then the rest of the women.
Oh, here. Thank you.
The top part being women, 95. Mm-hmm.
All women?
Please. We may have to lighten it up depending on the balance, but go ahead and learn it. Because he says he wants men and women, male and female voices. Okay, and then that's the end of the piece.
I'd like to ask her what it sounds like.
Okay.
But she might not work.
So, during the break, I would like to speak over there with the following people: Jenny Bruce, Lori Franks, Teresa Nelson, Wendy St. John, Allison Shaw, Catherine Singh, Wendy Fitch, Nan Breedlove, Maxine Butler, Teresa Roeder, Chris Nickel, Rena David, Karen Maris, Carol Wong, Charmaine Ferreira, and Artie Balu.
I just have a couple quick things. Everybody's been asking about this masterpiece on the chorus notes. The reason it's there is Michael Morgan is doing something with a different choir, and some of our members are part of that choir. And we have a rehearsal that day also. So I'm just trying to get a count for how many people will not be there that day because they have to go to that rehearsal before their concert. That's all. We're not do. We have nothing. The Open Symphony Chorus has nothing to do with that piece.
Well, all right.
Okay? At the break, the first bell means start back to your seats. The second bell means be in your seats ready to sing. So the first bell rings, there's about 2 minutes, and then the last bell rings. And when that last bell rings, you need to be in your seat, not starting back to your seat.
Just to say this aloud, and you'll get an email about this also. A recording of this that is basically a reduction from the score to an MP3, so it's not a real recording of it, is available online that includes on the Chorus website. So if you want to listen to what this sounds like, that's the place to go. Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
For the first time in a long time this year, the Oakland Symphony is going to do a Messiah sing-along on December 10th. Have you seen about that?
Yeah.
And they're going to do it as never before. They've got several jazz guests that are going to, produce us. LaToya London, for instance, the American Idol.
Are going to do
my student. And
my student. Another one of the girls from our jazz chorus in the mass. So, we can get a block of tickets at a nicely reduced price. And I would like to start tonight by just getting a show of hands of people that are interested.
Okay. Raise them high.
All right, December 10th. You want to know whether you can do it or not.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Sorry.
What time?
What the hell?
It's an evening, 8 p.m.
8 o'clock.
8 p.m., okay. Now, what have I got there? 40, 50?
There's about 40. We'll say 40.
Okay, we'll say 40.
So then by next week, because the Oakland East Bay Symphony is, they're using a different ticket broker to sell these groups of tickets, and they have told that group to give us the best seats in the house for however many for the group as large as we can come up with. So by next week, we need a yes, I will be there, because then they will block off those seats. You don't have to pay for it next week. You have to pay for it. I think it's November the 1st or the 7th.
Yes.
But you do need to know next week for sure if you will be attending it or not, because they will hold those seats for us.
When will this be?
It's December the 10th.
Where?
At the Paramount.
The house we can get for like 20, 22, 50, somewhere in there. A piece. You want to go for it? That's the middle of the orchestra or the middle of the first balcony? Front balcony. Okay. Anyway, that's what we'll check on. All right. So next week, I'm going to get a hard count.
So how does it work? Do we bring our friends? I mean, is that part of it?
You can if you want.
You can. I mean, if you have six people that you want to bring, then
we can
when you sign up, sign plus,
wow.
Doors plus five or six or whatever. And we will get the biggest block, whatever
Thanks
we can get.
Thanks for asking that. That's right.
Good question.
Bring your husbands and wives and children.
Your kids. And your kids, if they're under two, can sit on your lap for free.
Dog.
But they should know the Messiah.
You don't have to know.
Just see them.
It's just sing along, right? You will be standing in the places and sing from there.
Right. You're singing from the audience.
And they are not expecting sing, so what?
No, but sing along.
It's a sing along.
You have to sing along. That's the idea, right?
Yeah,
it's not just us singing.
Yeah, it's everybody singing.
If they wish to sing.
If they choose.
The music will be survived. Usually.
I'm assuming so.
They'll probably be in the program. So next week, for hard count.
Thank you.
And enough excitement.
Yeah.
For some of you,
are
we tolerating a jazz
massage? Is it going to be?
What is
jazz massage?
I think it's
Joe and
Eric. We had a jazz
like how do Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah
tell about this one.
Yeah. Or I've been going to space on Tuesday.
We're missing the whole interview.
I'll have to look up that.
Can I say that I when the office
there are no polar bears in Antarctica, I'm sorry. Make a second one a quarter, so you're like everybody else. Yes, please. Okay, so this is 51.
61. One and two and. Second beat, and then so we have one, two, three, four, five beats in which to get to the other two notes, but we don't slide below them. So you have to kind of time the thing. Here we go. Okay. Step as being 100 cents, and then you break down the half step is 50 cents, quarter step is 25 cents, and then you've got all that money in between. Okay, so just the top voice, and so we're not all the way up, so that's a problem, right? And oh, good. So, good. This is a better problem. Okay. Lower voice. And well, we're not quite there. We're not quite there. So we're gonna actually hold the beat. For full beat. And you need to arrive on the day. Okay, so you'll practice it. Yes. Just the timing of that thing. You know, you do have to really think about it. So that's why, remember when we were doing a talk through, I said, well, this is the moment that I put half note equals 60 on my page, because that's kind of good information when you're trying to pace your glissando. Okay? All right, so again, measure 78, the 6 is in 3. Here we go. So this is measure 77. And 1, 2. There's a missing half note, but that wasn't the reason you got the notes wrong. Let's add. Let me see. Let's add a half note there. In measure 79, we're gonna tie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll ask him the question, page 4. Okay, great. So let's do that again. Stride, stride, glide, collide. Those are the three words that that the poet has said. 1, 2. Right? It's in two. Mm-hmm. I think Measure 50. There's the chord. And. I thought I caught everything, but I don't know.
What's the vowel on pray?
Where? Prayers. Prayers. Here we go. Sopranos at 57. And this may be ones, but we'll see. And. Okay, so let's do stride because we need to get to glide, right? Measure 66. Oh, 65 for the speakers. One and two. Nobody can tune. One more time. And. Now let me hear the middle. And. Where's the G natural? Once again. Gotta hear them both. And. Singing the have everybody, please. And. That's where you get your pitch on the top, and everybody else gets, you know. and that's G flat A natural men, and then D flat E natural women. So let's just try it again from 42 to hear where what you're going to hear. And. Okay, so, right. You have to sustain a couple things. Here you go. One and two. So, for yours. Ba, 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 ba. Okay, so this is the pickup to the last bar there. One and two. So it felt like a triplet and not like a duple. So one and two. Right? So without rubato. So one and two we and good. Okay, so now Susan is gonna play the pitches. Yeah, that last question he just asked. Yeah, yes. Yours or mine. Same thing. One and two. Yes goes in one place. This is I wish for. One and two. Good. It's going to be spooky.
Yes.
And I think he means P E A C. So just for right now, we'll have to play. One, two. And then the solo. Going on to the next piece. Remembering at the bottom of 15, the tenors are singing the low part. Oops. Yes, and that's an E, just to make our lives a little easier. So G to E, and so I cannot. Can I hear the top women and the tenors? Page 15. And so there's no mystery anymore about what the text is, right? So make sure that you're saying the right syllables, right vowel sounds, and giving the consonant. And I hear the middle parts. So the last
I see a rest for the second triplet.
Yeah.
Triplet.
Oh, okay. It's just the other stuff up there.
Yeah.
Oh, those are bow markings. Okay. I got got thrown off.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
No, I think you're right. Thought it.
So quarter eight. I think
they're
triplets.
So ba ba ba. Okay. So here's measure two and. So has to be really dental. I'm hearing salvador. Yes.
Coel is one word.
It is, but we're not going to deal with that for right now. That's what I was saying, is that he's got to figure out exactly how he wants it to be said. But let's just get the text in our mouth. Together, and...
Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Puerto Rico.
Okay, so if we're saying that you come in on beat three... You have to say it faster. Is what it comes down to. So here we go. If it's one, two... Okay, so now... Let's try to stick, keep together, but faster. And. We're getting there. And then home. And it's. And that works on the synthesizer. So the next speaking gentleman. Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, and Cuba. And?
Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Cuba.
Peru, Ecuador. I want to hear the Ecuador. And?
Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Cuba.
I'm not hearing the Peru. Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, and Cuba. And? We're not worrying about that, but just try to say the words together. Don't mush anything out.
Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, and Cuba.
Right, that's closer. One more time, a little bit faster. Again, not mushing out any syllables.
Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, and Cuba.
Okay, and then home. And one. It happens so fast. Measure 39, gentlemen.
Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Puerto Rico.
And can you say not say Guatemala? Guatemala.
Guatemala.
And then home one. Turning the page, we have these G's in the piano. And then people are singing. Here we go. One and two and okay. Alright, so I'm gonna do it in four. Right. Doing it in four. Please have a look at what your words are. Now. We, sustained by the soprano, first soprano split, and then the rest of the women have, we have shared these streets before. Okay? From you, is that still, okay? Three, four. Thank you. two. Ladies, remember that the four of B4 comes after the B. After the downbeat. Here we go. This is now in two. One and two and so we are dreams and prayers. So it's we are dreams and prayers. And is on beat two. Okay, so once again from 52. One and two and turn, and then by the time you get to measure 68, it's gone. It's back to the solo. I'm going to ask the question, but let's just go with the idea that it means unison male voices. And then, so, da. Where's the G flat? Da. Take a look, listen to the MP3. and then we'll